When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And there are three doors between us and my sleeping baby. So this whole podcast
and two closets,
it's going to be done in a whisper.
People would know how weird our house is.
All right. No, well, you know, I thought about that, but like, I don't think it's actually probably very safe for us to like
describe,
tell
our
everyone
house.
How our house is laid out. Is that like paranoid of me or something? Like,
well, don't you remember when we had the idea for the other closet, how upset the men got?
Yes, yes. And we're talking about like our men, like my husband and Jerry. Yeah, we're like,
We're like, okay, here's what we want to do because you're having this baby. So we're going to make this bedroom, and we're going to put this big closet at the end, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, that's stupid.
The closet's too big.
Tell me, have you ever known of a closet that was too big?
Yeah, right. We were like, that just doesn't exist. There's no such thing
it's
as
ridiculous.
A closet that's
too large. Now, I have to admit, it's the size of many bedrooms.
No, I had like an ex-boyfriend who commented on that Facebook post of like us talking about the closet and how big it was. He's like, your closet is bigger than the apartment I lived in, you know?
Right,
and I was
like,
yeah.
Well, too bad.
Anyway.
So we're closet smug.
That's right. Right.
Well, you know, our old house that we left in Chesterfield,
mm-hmm.
I sold to my friend, and she took your bedroom,
right.
And it's
her
closet.
It's the dressing room. It's the
her
closet.
Dressing room,
yes.
Closet, right. Your bedroom, so.
Yes. Well, anyway. Okay, so we don't actually have to whisper. But everyone can just congratulate baby Jum on soothing himself to sleep tonight, okay? All right. So today we're talking about one of our favorite products, and I think that I'll probably post an affiliate link, you know, in the show notes, like, to this thread, to this product.
Good idea.
But I just want to say that we're not, like, sponsored by them or anything. Like,
no.
We just love this stuff. And we used to sell it in our online store.
Okay, wait. We should tell the story about how we were at Baby Lock.
We will. Okay. Yes. We'll tell the story. So, anyway, we just love this. We're talking about Maxi Lock Stretch today, okay?
And it's basically considered a serger thread.
Yes.
And we will tell you can use it on your sewing machine
and your
bobbin.
We'll get to that. Right. So, yeah, let's talk about how we were introduced to it, Mom. You want to start off with that little heartwarming story before we get into the nitty-gritty?
Well, I got cancer. This all started.
Yes, you did.
I did. And I started, I got melanoma. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let's say I had melanoma because I no longer have it.
Woohoo.
Yeah. So anyway, I started making rash guards.
Yes.
Okay. And I wanted a stretch. I wasn't liking woolly nylon to do this with.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't doing what I wanted it to do. I had made some with, you know, the the
like normal AeroLock or in
right, right, Island. Right. And the normal surgery set, and it was okay. In fact, I liked it better, I think, really, than the Woolly Nylon. And MaxiLock was at Baby Lock Tech, which is their
trade show,
whatever. Mm-hmm. And I walked up and I said, I want to make a rash guard. Now, I thought for sure this woman would know what a rash guard was, because I think she even said she was like from, you know, one of the coasts.
California, yeah, or something, yeah.
Like, why wouldn't she know what a rash guard was? But anyway, she didn't. So I explained it to her and I said, this is what I think I want to use this
for.
Oh,
okay. Side note. Right. A rash guard is like a shirt that you can swim in.
Right.
It would... Rash guard
comes... It
keeps
the sun... Well, it was originally called a rash guard because surfers wore these so they wouldn't get a rash off of the surfboard.
Okay, so just in case our... And, you know, other people, I've heard them call it rashies.
Rashies, yeah, right, you right. know. So what they're used... I mean, now it's sort of... They're universally sort of used to keep the sun off of you.
Yes.
And, you know, we are pretty religious about putting them on our kids now and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So much easier. And... than putting the sunscreen on and worrying about having it on every 2 hours and putting it all over their whole body. And now we just put it on their nose and their cheeks and they can go.
We did do an episode about UPF fabrics. Yes. So we talk about this a little bit too, in case you're wanting to hear more about
rash guards.
So
you can look up about rash guards. So anyway, I started making it. And so I'm talking to this woman and she doesn't know what the heck I'm talking about, right? Uh-huh. So then... I guess what happened.
No, so then you spoke with her alone.
Right.
Okay?
And then I left.
And you found me. And you're like, there's a thread and it's what I want for my rash guards and da da da. And so then I'm like, okay. And then we didn't get to go together. But then later I went, this is the vendor mall. Okay.
Right.
This is where people are selling stuff to Baby Lock.
They're peddling things to the dealers.
Yeah. They're like, you should carry our thread. You should carry our embroidery designs or whatever, you know. So then I come back, to the vendor mall, I think without you, and I go up.
And this is a couple hours later or something.
I go up and I'm like, oh, yeah, so this is the stretch thread, huh? She's like, yes, she's talking to me about it. And then I was like, yeah, because, we sew a lot of, active wear and swimsuits and rash guards and stuff. And this lady's like, are you related to that other woman? Okay, because I just never heard of these things until now. And so, it's kind of freaked her out a little bit,
So somehow we get the same woman, at a different time on the same day and talked about rash guards. And
she got
she had never heard of them before in her life. Right.
So then she got the Mallory Z, doppelganger experience.
Exactly.
The look on her face, she's just like, these two people must be.
They talk alike. They look alike.
Yeah, the same. Okay.
So she probably thought you were my clone.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's get into this. What is MaxiLock stretch thread, first of all?
Well, it's a nylon thread.
Yes.
It stretches.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to compare it to Woolly Nylon, it has maybe the stretch, I might even stretch more, but it doesn't have the puffiness.
Yes.
Okay? It's slicker.
When you look at Woolly Nylon.
It looks shiny.
When you look at Woolly Nylon up close, it looks like a sponge.
Right.
Okay?
And it's got... a matte finish to it.
Yeah, and I feel like when you look up, you don't have to look through a magnifying glass really or anything.
Just no.
Look at it real close, looks like a sponge. And then with Woolly Nylon, I feel like you can just it's stretching, but it's sort of straightening the sponge
the
sponge.
Right, and what happens with Woolly Nylon is that when you're sewing with it, it's sort of stretched as you're sewing. And then after it's applied to the fabric, it puffs up.
It blooms a little
bit.
Yeah,
there you go. Bloom is a lovely word.
They say that in knitting a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that, yes.
Right. Because because you're pulling the thread so it's sort of tight.
Yeah.
And when it blooms, it gives a fullness to it. Right. And stretch is, the MaxiLock stretch is does not bloom quite the same.
It also, when you're looking at this, and it's a bunch of strands.
You can see the strands.
Yeah, you can see the strands. I can untwist them
a little bit. Where in the Woolly Nylon, you really don't see the separate strands. They're there. You just don't see them with the naked eye.
And so then I'm holding this thread in my hands, and it doesn't look like one strand. It looks kind of like fuzzy, isn't not linty, but, it looks – it's like a blurred line instead of a very straight one. And then I straighten it, and all the strands come together. But then I can pull yet again, and it actually does stretch a little bit for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a thread that is generally prescribed to be used in the serger. Okay. Right. Now, so let's, this
and,
is.
And highly prescribed for activewear.
Yes. So let's just, the heading on this little part of the podcast is.
Well, or cover stitch machine.
Okay. We okay. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. The heading on this part of the podcast is, where can I use MaxiLock Stretch? And then right below the heading is this paragraph. You can use MaxiLock Stretch in the loopers of your serger and cover stitch machine, in the needles of your serger and cover stitch machine, and then we say that you can use it in the bobbin of your sewing machine.
Right. Now, there are people that say they've had some success with it in the needle of their sewing machine.
Yeah.
I do not find it successful. I do not like the stitch I get.
Yeah,
and we've tried it on several different machines.
We did. Different brands, different ages. Yes. And
I mean, it was okay maybe in some instances, but it just wasn't pretty all the time.
It also wasn't consistent.
Right. I felt like it was inconsistent. And we tried how many different needles?
Fabrics and needles and
fabrics, everything. Yes. I mean, we put it through our, you know,
QA,
research
quality
and development.
Assurance. No, research
and R&D.
Yeah,
R&D.
QA is another one. Quality assurance.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, so we did that on the sewing machine. We also did that on the serger and the cover stitch machine. So we've used MaxiLock Stretch on our serger and our cover stitch machines, and we put it everywhere. Okay.
Right.
We put it in the needles and in the loopers on those machines at the same time, and we are highly successful on double brush poly or DBP, as many of you may know it, on nylon, you know, spandex blend, knits, activewear knits, on
I can't think of anything we haven't.
Rayons, rayon spandex, etc. And then also, it works very nicely on wovens.
Yes. You don't need it, but it works.
Right. It doesn't look half bad, you know?
But you don't need it.
So this is the thread that we used. We showed in the Made to Measure leggings class when we constructed our leggings. It does have a little bit of a, I know it doesn't bloom quite like the woolly nylon, but it does have
it
a puff.
It has a fullness. I guess what it is it's more like a spread instead of a puff.
It's like a
felt. Is that what I should say?
Okay, like when you lay down serger thread,
a
normal serger thread down on fabric, it looks like a pencil mark.
Right.
And this looks like a felt tip marker.
Well, and
like,
someone asked, if you look at the cover stitch video
that
we did, someone said, well, oh my gosh, what thread is that? It looks so full and pretty.
Oh.
Because it does. Yes. And it also has a satiny look.
Yeah.
You know, it.
A little bit of a shine.
It has a sheen to it that woolly nylon just does not have.
So, woolly nylon and MaxiLock Stretch both are nylon.
Right.
They're just made differently.
Now, I have actually used them together.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking, I can remember specifically using the MaxiLock Stretch in a, you know, a double needle cover stitch, and I used the woolly nylon on the bottom.
Okay.
In the looper. And it worked just fine.
Now, I will say, when we have constructed garments on the serger, okay, and used normal serger thread, it's not like we have trouble with our seams popping.
No.
You know, because we'll use the three thread narrow, which is the episode we did last week. You know, so if you want to hear about that some more, check that out. You know, we don't have trouble with it popping, but this stuff is nice and soft.
The softness is amazing.
And when your seams on your activewear fabric, when your activewear is tight, you know, those seams are very close to your body. So it's nice for them to be soft.
And it's really nice for the top stitching.
Yes.
So
it
pretty.
Looks beautiful.
It's so pretty.
Look at my leggings. I'm wearing black made to measure leggings.
I'm wearing them too.
Oh.
I'm wearing made to measure leggings.
So on my black made to measure leggings, I've finished them with a cover stitch, and it's the bright turquoise MaxiLock Stretch thread, and it's so beautiful, this color.
I have maroon on, or merlot, whatever
they call it.
And I have black.
You have black,
top stitching on mine.
I didn't, you know, these are black leggings, and they have this bright blue top stitching. You can see it.
Right.
But, you know, my black leggings.
I was just getting ready to do that, actually, to your dad's, but I think I better change it to black.
Oh, yeah. So, this bright blue top stitching, these are full-length leggings. I mean, I wear them inside shoes a lot, right. like inside my boots in the winter. And then if I do wear them with like flats, I thought, I don't care if there's blue on the bottom. I think it's fun. I love
it. I do too.
So I thought it was great.
Well, you know, but you know me. I don't match
I know. Thread. I know you.
I'm not into matching thread.
I know you, ZD.
I know you. I know you.
Okay. So
I went into my Disney thing.
Yes, okay. Let's take a little break here, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the technicalities for using MaxiLock stretch thread and how to save a little money when you're using MaxiLock stretch thread.
Hey, Mal.
Hey, Mom.
I heard you were easy.
Oh, no!
What does that mean?
No, it means what you really heard was, wow, Mallory, your easy tee looks so good on you.
Oh,
yes.
I should have known that it was something about something you made.
Like you said, you're getting into your golden years. Sometimes, you know, mishearing things, it happens.
No, you're
right?
The one that mishears things. I know this. You make lapel pins about it.
Okay, so I am currently wearing an easy tee, and I wear them all the time. The easy tee is a semi-fitted short sleeve t-shirt made out of a woven fabric, and you draft the easy tee to fit your measurements by taking the easy tee class.
Well, how do I take this class?
It's an online class that you can watch anytime on sewhere.com. To purchase the class, go to sewhere.com/easy tee. That's just EASYT.
Is this on my computer?
It's on your computer. It's on your phone. It's on your iPad. The class is divided up into short, easily consumable segments, some of which you may not ever need to watch ever again, but some of which you might want to revisit. So you have the ability to mark lessons as completed and also to star lessons so you can go back and revisit the ones that are most important to you.
And I can vouch, Mallory's easy tea is a lot easier than Mallory is.
Once again, go to sewhere.com/easy tee to begin your pattern drafting journey.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And we're back. You looked at me like you didn't quite know how I was going to save people money.
You're right.
You're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just, okay, so a lot of people, when they go to buy thread for their serger, they are intimidated because you need so many threads.
Oh. Well,
now you know.
Okay,
you know.
But that's how you save with any serger thread.
I know.
Okay,
I
not know. Just MaxiLock stretch exclusively. Okay.
But people will say, I love this thread. It's not terribly expensive. There's for the yardage. There's
it's
what 2,000 on here,
mm-hmm.
And I think it'll sell.
You know another thing that's funny about it? It's made in the USA.
Oh, there you go. That's
yeah.
kind of nice.
I mean, I don't know, funny, but So many things
unexpected.
Aren't.
Yes, that's yeah. right. Yeah. So this, I think this stuff can run six or seven. I don't know if it's $8
you know
a
what?
Spool.
It is worth it.
Well, I'm just saying.
It is so worth it.
Somebody said, oh gosh, I just can't commit to like getting all the, you know, as many spools as I need. Well, you can wind bobbins. Obviously,
yes.
Because you can wind bobbins on your sewing machine and put it in your sewing machine, right? So if you are going to, if you're wanting to use this in your serger and you're wanting to use it everywhere like we recommend or like you'd like to try, but you're like, I'm not ready to buy three whole spools of this.
Right.
You know, because $7, then you jump to $21 for an experiment. You know, I get it. So wind a couple bobbins and then use those
right.
for your serger. To fill out your serger needles and loopers and everything, you know, whatever you're going to do, okay? You can let those bobbins bounce around inside coffee mugs, you know.
Wine glass
or whatever you want to do. Now, though, one thing we do recommend with the MaxiLock stretch with the cones, whether you're going to put it right on your serger or you're going to put it on a thread lift,
no matter where you're
no matter
gonna
where
put it,
it is.
In fact, we actually store them
in
a thread net. And please, there is a certain way to use a thread net. So many people say they don't work for me. It's because you're putting them on incorrectly.
That's right.
And if you think they're too long, they're not.
That's right.
Because what happens is the thread net needs to go over the bottom, okay, so goes over the bottom of the thread.
Uh-huh.
It's enclosing the thread. It is like, what should we
well,
say?
Well, it's like two concentric cylinders.
Right.
How's that?
yeah, I hope they get that. So what you do is you take the thread net and it's together, so to speak, or sort of collapsed, and you put it inside the bottom of the cone.
Yep.
About half of it, say, mm-hmm. or whatever. And then you open up the thread net and move it up and over the rest of the thread.
From the bottom
right.
up. Yeah.
So it is cupping, mm-hmm. right? The bottom of the thread, yet there is you still have a spot to put it on a spool pin.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And we have some really long thread nets from our baby lock sergers.
Yes.
They just came with really long ones. And we included really long thread nets in that sew here box for knits.
And why?
And we didn't cut them, right?
Right. And why they don't work for people is if they just put them on the spool mm-hmm. and the thread starts winding off, it will get caught on the bottom of the net if that is not inside the spool.
Absolutely.
And I can't tell you how many people, like, get those thread nets with a baby lock and have come to class and they've cut them.
Oh, now
yeah.
I have
yeah.
four. Or
and
now
we tell everybody, don't do anything till you come to guide class. But, of course, why would they listen?
At least don't cut up your stuff until
yeah.
you come to guide
spend
class.
Spend thousands of dollars on this machine and don't listen to what I have to say.
Well,
but anyway.
Luckily, thread nets aren't very expensive.
They're not expensive.
So you can get more of those so that you can just store all of your MaxiLock in there.
We leave them stored. I would say the most negative thing about this thread is that it gets staticky.
Sure.
And clingy. Mm-hmm. And in the winter, oh my God, I have had it like hang on me.
No,
you know.
It's all over my house right now.
Yes.
We've been using it so much that like the thread tails, they get caught on me.
Right.
They get caught somewhere and they're on my stairs right now.
Right. And
I have carpeted stairs.
I saw them.
There's blue and black all over my stairs
you know, especially in the winter when the air gets dry, that's when you'll have, in fact, I do the thing when I'm threading the machine, I do the things with my hands where I go, on my hands to put moisture on my hand.
Yeah.
So that, because I've actually got it where it won't come off my hand.
So you can, when you use this on the serger, you're going to use a thread net. When you put it on a thread lift, you're going to use a thread net.
Right.
If you
and
want.
And then we store it with I made Mallory buy me a whole bunch of thread nets.
Right.
And I just leave the thread net on it. So it doesn't get clingy and try and commingle with its cousin, you know.
Right. So you are going to use the thread net. Now, if you're going to wind a bobbin with this thread, either just to use in your machine or to use as like an extra, you know, thread source on your serger, it's on a cone. So you need a thread lift, possibly. close to your sewing machine in order to be able to wind this bobbin.
Which, of course, you have.
Yes, don't you?
Because that's something that's been recommended over and over and over again.
And those are lovely. And they are like, you know, I don't know, $13 max.
Life-changing $13. How? I mean.
And they last forever.
We've never killed one.
Unless someone steals it. Okay.
That's right. Yes. People, you give them, Mallory gives mine away sometimes.
I don't give them away. I sell them.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, when you do the thread lift at the sewing machine.
Is that why I wrote ZD with paint pen on the one so you wouldn't sell
did.
It? Okay.
When you are using the thread lift at the sewing machine and winding your bobbin and everything, there's no need to change what you do with your bobbin, okay? This isn't a bobbin you have to hand wind or anything like that.
I would, if my machine had like a speed control on my bobbin, I would do it kind of on medium. I wouldn't do it on high.
Medium speed, yeah. Right. But you don't, you know, some people are like, oh, it's a special bobbin thread.
No, you don't have to hand wind.
No hand winding. Medium bobbin speed is good. No matter what.
Actually, for everything. Yes. You really shouldn't be winding too fast.
So that's fine to do. Okay. Now, the big challenge with MaxiLock stretch thread. What do you think the biggest challenge is?
My biggest challenge, like I said, was with the... not using it?
No. Oh. Threading machine needles with it.
It will split.
Yes.
Yes, it will split on you.
We talked about in the beginning of the episode that it's kind of like a bunch of fibers that are loosely together. So that can be difficult.
I actually don't think that's as bad as when it gets hung up on my hands.
Well, this is the complaint I've heard. And people are like, I sat at my machine and I tried to get it through the eye of the needle for like 20 minutes or something.
What's really bad is it'll go through and you pull it back out because of the static, right?
So my recommendation is if you do have a machine needle threader, like our Enlighten has a needle threader that's attached to the machine, I just really like stretch it tight and I might lick it. It's okay.
Well, and Thread Heaven, which is not sold anymore, is also a good thing to put just on the end of it.
Yeah, just on the end or just on the little area that's going to get pulled through with the bayonet.
Right.
It's okay to lick your thread when it's going through just the eye of the needle there. So
it's
thread
not
the
going
whole thing.
Through your machine.
Yeah, I thread the whole thing and then I do that little part and I stretch it real tight so that it looks like it's one strand to get in there. If you have a machine and you're using like a needle threader, you know, tool, once again, stretching that real tight so that it doesn't turn into several strands.
Right.
And then you just got to be careful when you do pull it through the needle. If you've missed a strand and it like gets hung up or something, that can be a problem.
You might have to start over.
Yeah, you just need to be that I would say is the biggest challenge.
The challenge, other than it sticking to your hand. Well, I can't tell you how many times I've threaded the needle and then I've pulled it back out because my hands were staticky or I had a little hangnail or something or, you know.
That doesn't, you know, honestly, I don't really have a big problem with that because I just feel like I've dealt with this issue throughout my life, and I, like, I already had the trouble, and now I am a master of the thread.
No, I think I have too. Like I said, but every once in a while, if it gets really dry and the heat is blowing, you know, those suckers can
also
get wild.
You know, if you do, we have the self-threading baby lock. So I've had some people say, I can't use that stretch thread in my self-threading baby lock. Well, yeah, you can.
Well, we do every day,
right?
And so, I mean, every day. Do I not? Do I not use my serger or cover stitch machine every day?
And it's got stretch thread in it. I'm looking
both
at Mom.
Both of them do.
I look at Mom, and right behind her are two sergers. We have an Ovation and an Enlighten. And the Ovation has three of the turquoise threads on it, and the Enlighten has three black threads on it. They're all backstock stretch. So. Yeah.
One set up for cover stitch, one set up for three thread narrow.
But we do, I just get the question all the time in the group, where can I use this? And so we wanted to do this, and we you know, would like to make a little video, but I think this in this post is good.
Part of my problem with this is I am kind of addicted.
No, Mom, she'll just talk about it sometimes. She'll just talk about the stretch thread.
It's just so soft.
She's like, and I just want to use it
for
everything all the time.
Well, I don't ever want to wear clothes that don't stretch ever again either.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm kind of getting into non-stretch clothes more.
Well, I just recently, my aerial conditioning coach has suggested we start wearing leotards instead of tops and leggings. So wear a leotard and a legging because we do things that rip the skin off of our, like, abdomens when our shirts, like fly up or something. So I'm going to have to start making myself leotards again.
Mom's going to have to make some badass leotards. Yeah.
Gonna
Too bad.
Going to have to do it again. And unlike ones that I made you dance in, I will be putting sleeves in these.
Oh.
So that I don't also
rip
the skin off of my, you know, axillas, as I call them, instead of armpits. Yes, my axillary area.
We were talking about going to the bathroom in the leotards.
Yes. And I decided, I tried on one today that I had made recently, and I can get out of that just as fast as I can get out of anything.
Even with long sleeves?
Well, it'll be short sleeves. I don't think I want long sleeves.
Oh, so just
But long sleeves are harder.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They can
I think as long as I have like a cap sleeve, I just need my axillary area covered because what you do is sometimes you hang on the silks there and sometimes you actually slide down on the silks there. There's a thing called angel where you slide. Ooh, it can be a stinger.
Well, that's interesting. But you can do – I loved wearing leotards and buying leotards and having my mom make me leotards. I'm excited. Yeah. I want to make bodysuits because I've been making those lasso trousers.
Well, you know, they're almost the same
thing. Yeah. I've been making those lasso trousers and they sit up high.
Right.
And, like, I don't really want to wear shirts over the top of the trouser because they're so pretty.
Right.
You know?
Fancy up there.
And,
right.
So I was like, I think I just want to make some bodysuits.
Right. Now, she's an aerialist, like, in the true sense of, like, she was born into it. She was, like, performing when she was 8. She wears the leotards outside the leggings and inside the leggings, both ways. Like,
okay, we may have gotten off on a tangent here. Sorry.
But if she knew what that maxi lock stretch that was like, she would probably...
She would...
Everybody always wants me to make them stuff, and I don't.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. So you'll be using MaxiLock Stretch, though, to make yourself leotards.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So much.
Okay, so you are going to use a thread net on it 100% of the time.
Absolutely.
Basically, after you unwrap the thread, you put a thread net on it, that's the end of the...
Yes.
The story. And you don't take it off until you use all the thread.
Right.
Right?
And, I don't.
You can use it everywhere in a serger and cover stitch machine. You can use it in the needle and the loopers. Okay? We really only feel comfortable telling you you can use it in the bobbin of a sewing machine. If you want to play around with using it in the needle, be my guest.
Right.
But it is... We didn't find that it worked well enough to like recommend that all
and
the time.
And it's really nice when you're using a double needle.
Yeah.
That be your bobbin thread because it gives you a nice, easy stretch across the bottom of that double needle stitch.
And then if you're going to use it on your sewing machine and wind bobbins at your sewing machine, you need a thread lift. Feel free to use those extra bobbins as thread sources over on your serger. And we didn't mention this earlier, but you can thread blend with the MaxiLock stretch like we recommend with the serger. Like not using the same color in the looper maybe or something like that. And I think those are the main issues that I really just want to get out there.
And as far as needles, you use the needles that are appropriate to your fabric or your serger. You know, they're going to thread and work just as with your other threads.
And I guess maybe I don't know if I'd go down to like a 70 with this.
I don't know.
75 and higher.
Well, yeah. Maybe. I mean, I'm thinking anything that your needle thread will go through, though, it should work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because actually, it's probably not as thick as the regular thread when it's being pulled through the eye.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Okay. And then, we just don't. I guess one more thing. Sometimes people bring up this thread and people will say things like, the stretch thread falls off the seam.
Or it unravels at the end of
of the seam.
Okay.
No.
When you're serging, you chain off at the end of your seam, okay? You do not cut it short.
Right.
no matter what thread you're using.
Yeah.
Because you don't know, I mean, depending on how much you're going to manipulate that.
So you think
that's
what's happening?
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Of course I do.
I guess I just didn't
mine
know.
Mine doesn't come apart.
No, mine doesn't either. That's why
I altered that jacket the other day, yeah. Right? And I chained off. You know, I had a chain at the beginning and a chain at the end. And I was throwing that around and you guys were in here working and that jacket got thrown all over. Nothing came apart.
Hey, you know what I always think about when... We published.
And I hadn't, like, what I'm saying is I had not finished it.
Yes,
I hadn't
I
run it back
yeah,
through
yeah,
or anything I, or oh, used yeah. any, you know, fray block or anything.
So I have this pair of underwear that I made, and it's double brush poly. They're constructed with the three-thread narrow, and I always think about this every time I put them on when people are like, oh, the three-thread narrow comes apart or something, you know. Well, I put the waistband on. It's like a fabric band, right? And I missed part of it while I was sewing. I got on the body of the underwear, but not on the two layers of the waistband.
Just one
there's
layer?
There's a hole.
Or two. Yeah.
No,
oh,
there oh, is
you
a
missed
hole.
The whole waistband.
Like there, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm so lazy that I'll get them out of the laundry and put them on, and I don't fix them before I put them on, and then they're dirty, and then I don't want to bring my dirty underwear
yeah.
in. Okay, so this is just me being, like, busy and lazy and stuff. All right, the hole's never gotten any bigger.
Okay. Well, when someone says that the thread is coming off, there's a problem with
stitch formation or finishing or something.
Or how you're guiding your fabric through your machine.
Right, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
There is no reason for that stitch to come undone if you've got the right stitch.
Right. Yeah,
I mean,
well,
there just isn't.
I guess,
and it's not because of a thread.
It didn't cross my mind that people might be trimming real close because
they say it comes undone, and when you go to sew across the seam, right,
yeah.
at an intersection,
yeah,
and there's that long tail hanging there, especially if you're not real experienced, you probably are better off to trim it right before it goes under that knife. Okay, that tail can get caught up and go into
do
your needles
silly
and
things,
stuff.
I've
seen it happen.
Yeah.
I don't. I actually just sort of pull the tail to the side with my hand and guide it through. In fact, I use it as a guide sometimes.
Yeah, I normally don't cut it except when I'm being like really good. I'm like, you know, I should just trim this because I have had it flip back and
yeah,
then get on
but
the right
like
side
I said,
of the garment.
Sometimes I sort of use it as a
yes.
guide. I know that way my fabric will be pulled tight to the knife.
That's a really good, though, like, tenet of serging that I think a lot of people might not internalize without, because I'm just thinking that I really internalize that just from learning from you. So when I finish a serger seam, I do chain off.
Yes.
I leave a long chain.
Yes.
And then something else is going to happen to that serge seam. It's going to get folded
right.
over and hemmed, or it's going to get seamed
and
into another seam.
And that's when you deal with the tail.
Yeah. And so I'm just thinking I totally took that for granted.
Okay.
Okay. So I thought, let's make sure and tell our people.
Okay,
that.
So this is an extra, everybody. This is a what would ZD do? When you have a pair of underpants that are bothering you,
it
or you wore
hole.
Them
no.
and they felt terrible, or whatever, and you're like, I'm never going to wear this underwear again, or cut them off of yourself. Because if you don't, they will get in the laundry and you will wear them again.
Hey, there's some of my underwear like right under my feet right here. Look
Why?
At that. I guess I was doing something with them. I don't know. I did bring them to the sewing room.
Actually, I haven't you done that? Worn a pair of underwear and go, I'm never wearing these again because they're riding up my cheeks or something. And then inevitably, they will get back in the laundry and you will wear them again.
I don't even want to talk about my underwear right now because it is such a sad state of affairs. Like, my body's changing so much at the moment that, like, I haven't really felt like making a whole bunch of new underwear.
Right. So none of them fit right.
Oh, God, no. And, like, they're bad. Like,
yeah.
they're bad. They're either, like, way too tight or way too loose. Like, I have no underwear that fit. But I did. I posted it this, actually.
We're really all happy to hear this about you, Mallory.
Well, good. I posted this in the Lingerie Addict group because I like to post things that I make there sometimes. And then the Lingerie Addict, Cora Harrington, she'll sometimes be like, neat. And I'm like, oh, she said my stuff was neat. You know, anyway. Okay.
She's just being kind here.
I know. She's like, oh, I have to respond to
right.
this post. Great. Okay. So I took these are Dear Kate's They're marketed as period underwear, like menstrual underwear. And they just are like a little bit of protection. They are not something that you can like wear without a cup or a tampon or something. Right. Okay, you have to wear something else with them. But I bought a bunch of them a few years ago, and now they're all way too tight on me, and they never went up high enough because I bought the high-waisted ones, but nothing is ever high-waisted enough for me because I like things to go like right up under
your
my
bra.
Boobs. Yeah, exactly. So I took the Dear Kates. I took like 3 pairs of them, and I cut the tops off. Cut the elastic off or the stretch lace, however they were finished, and I put a power mesh band up there.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, they are a little, like, industrial, and then when I wear them, and then I wear my power mesh leggings, I feel like I'm kind of overdoing it a little bit. But
like you've spanked on
I'm
your
like,
spanks.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's a really good hug around my middle all day today, but whatever, you know, so. But they're wonderful under, like, a dress or something. So, anyway, but I used MaxiLock stretch thread.
I was going to say, because it's so
on that
soft.
Whole thing, I used it to insert the elastic.
Okay, I would
top.
Never even make a baby or child garment without MaxiLock stretch
Whoa.
Now.
ZD, you heard
so
it here.
It's so soft.
Yeah, it's really nice. Okay, well, like we said, MaxiLock stretch is not sponsoring this. Maybe they will.
maybe the girl who we introduced to the term rash guard will catch this on a podcast.
If you're listening, MaxiLock, we love the stretch thread so much. Okay, thank you all for listening. And if you're still listening at this point, feel free to go to Apple Podcasts if you're listening on an iPhone and rate and review us if you would. That's really helpful, and we haven't asked for that in a long time. So I very much appreciate that. You all have a fabulous night or day or walk or whatever you're doing. And ZD.
And while you're listening to our podcast, you can always so long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.